Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Mother Freaking Sesh. I'm Janelle, and I'm joined by Haley and Sydney, who is up here. Both girly pops are up here today because, well, we have a game, an episode of fun today. We're doing nothing but fuckery, to be honest. One of the main reasons is because we're pre-recording, because I'll be out of town next Monday. Because Kendall won a freaking Webby Award, you guys. Shouts out to all of you who voted. Thank you for voting. So exciting. But yes, TCKR won a Webby Award, and we are going to go to New York to go to the awards ceremony, which we're
so exciting.
Very excited about. So we're pre-recording, which means it's, you know, too far in advance to do any sort of like hot topics. And plus, I honestly just wanted to have a fun episode. This game in particular is what we're going to start off with. It is called, what is it called? The game Bad People.
Bad People.
Mm-hmm. And it looks hilarious. I'm sure some of you have played it. It's just like a normal like card game, mm-hmm. but they created it more for a podcast situation. We also have punishments. I don't know if you can see. Yeah, you can on Haley. Oh, no, you can't. We're only on the main mic or on the main cam today because no one's running cams right now. So you can't see, but next to Haley is a bunch of shots of either alcohol or weird shit.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Take a look at that.
That's a cookie nookie.
That's a really diabolical stack right there.
Yeah, that looks disgusting.
So, yeah, and then maybe, depending on how long we play this for, we might do some Reddit stuff to end off the show, but I wanted to play this first and foremost.
Sorry if you can see my toesies.
Ooh.
Should I put socks on or should I let the people see the feet?
I feel like it's up to you if your dogs are out or not. Your dogs are literally out 24/7. They're chronically out.
Okay. If my feet look bad, look away. I don't want to hear about it.
I can't even see your feet.
If I see a single comment saying my feet look
Everyone
bad.
Everyone comment about her feet.
If possible,
screenshot it and send it to her on Instagram DMs.
If I see a single comment about my feet, I'm going to cry.
No, your feet. You should see my feet.
I'd rather not.
I know. No, it's bad.
No, because, I'm joking.
Because I don't have toenail polish, and I haven't had toenail polish for a while, but I get spray tans and it dyes my toenails like literally orange.
Yeah,
like,
you better fix that before New York.
Yeah.
You got open-toed heels, girly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to paint them because they look scary. And I remember like a couple of weeks ago, Haley, you were like, you need to like do something about that.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
And I stand by that. Well, the whole reason that I started painting my toenails again because I used to not care is because I started getting spray tans and I was like, this looks like my foot is rotting off.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's really nasty looking, but whatever.
Anyways.
Okay. Bad people. Should we just jump into it?
Yeah.
So basically we're going to pull a card. We are going to vote on who the card most describes. So we're going to write them on our board and then whoever gets voted.
Well, you first have to just explain why you voted the person you did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whoever we decide it describes the most, whoever is voted the most for that card, takes a mystery shot.
What if we all get it?
We have some ties.
Okay.
You're allowed to vote yourself.
You are allowed to vote yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Any questions before we proceed?
It's not bad to vote yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good to be self-aware these days.
Yeah.
So, but the goal is to try and get someone else to vote the same with you.
Mm-hmm. So you can get the person to take a shot. So I know you like don't want to take a shot, but if you truly relate with the card, just vote yourself.
I don't care.
I'll do the shits and gigs.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the experience.
Okay.
Okay, who's first?
Okay, who picks a card first? I guess it doesn't really matter who picks the card, right?
No, I guess not.
Whose birthday is next?
Hers.
Janelle is a day before me.
Oh, right. I'm before you. Okay. Okay. In our lifetime, who's most likely to have a sugar mama or a sugar daddy? And no one's allowed to get offended. This is the whole point.
Yeah. learn to take a joke.
The good thing is, so we're all real life friends, so we all have very similar sense of humor. So any shit we give each other, just know that that's just our sense of humor. We're just like very sarcastic people with each other.
I hope people know that by now. We're literally like all very close. Yeah. We love each other very much. And
yeah, we just went shopping together last night.
Right. We were at Plato's Closet for like 2 hours in the dressing room. Okay. So what do we do now?
Now we reveal it to the people.
Okay.
Wait, let me close my marker so I don't get it on the... Okay.
Maggie.
Ready? Okay, ready? Go.
Go. Oh my God, see, this is what's going to happen.
Wait, that's wild. I did not know we were
all right, this. Everybody explain, and then we are allowed to change our vote to agree with someone. So this is where we can petition to get someone on our side.
Mm-hmm. All right. I picked Sydney for sugar daddy or sugar mama. And the reason I picked you, Sydney, is because I feel like, A, you're a Taurus and you love, like...
monetary wealth.
No, Tauruses do be loving things.
Yeah.
Sydney is the one that be buying random ass shit and coming in with like
real
weird shit from the internet. And I feel like if you had a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, you would be able to just live your best life, eating all the foods you want, you know, really Taurusing it up, living a lavish lifestyle. You'd be able to shop till you drop online at 3 a.m. in the morning. You wouldn't have to work. You could just
don't take her away from us.
I'm just saying, I think if Sid was like hooked up for life with the sugar daddy.
Sorry, Jared.
That's right. Sorry, Jared. All right.
I'd have to really pick in, you know, what's best for me.
Correct.
Gotta go my own way.
Right.
Okay, so I picked Haley because you like what you like. And I feel like you want the best things. And if someone were to be able to give that to you, then you would, I don't know.
Can I?
So I'm going to disagree with that.
Are you allowed to disagree?
Yeah, I'm going to do my case. The reason that I know you are incorrect is because I have tried it. I have been on seeking arrangements before, and all of the men were insufferable. Let me tell you what, there is a reason that these men have to pay for someone to hang out with them. However, there are some people that just would prefer that dynamic, and that's great. But I didn't experience that. So, and I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the patience to play nice if I don't like someone. Like, I'm really bad at faking it.
But it doesn't, just because you have a sugar daddy, it doesn't necessarily mean you don't like them.
I tried to find
you
one that I enjoy.
You could have one that you really like.
I tried.
Like, you know, you could just marry someone that you genuinely love and they happen to be hella rich.
I don't care about
that's
wealth.
That's what I was about to say, is you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about money. You could be jobless, but if you're hot and funny and I enjoy your presence.
Yeah, not just hot.
Okay. Well, I started with hot. There was hot, funny, I enjoy your presence, you care about me. Then, I mean, I already support myself. I don't need you to support me.
Period.
Okay, so I chose Janelle because... Specifically,
now I know why.
Specifically because her man is in finance, and I just feel like he has the most odds of ending up in a sugar daddy position for her.
Just because he's an accountant?
Correct.
I'm going to change my vote to Janelle.
Whoa!
Got him!
Because you... I mean,
and
you do be liking money.
I do be liking money. That woman
likes to stack money. I save my money.
Josh just shut his door.
We should probably shut our door.
He's sick of us
Poor
already.
Poor Josh's office is right outside of this temp studio, and I can hear him just shut through. He's like, these hoes need to shut the hell up. See, and I can't relate, because if I was Josh right now, I'd be like, I have FOMO. I want to go hang out with him.
Okay, so all right.
Okay,
now,
so it's me.
She has to pick a number, and that determines her shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm scared. I hope it's alcohol. I could use a good buzz right now. What time is it? It's like 12 p.m. One.
What?
Do you want to know what it is, or do you want to drink and guess?
I think I know what it is. It's Clamato, huh?
Correct.
I love a Clamato. This is a big shot.
Sorry. That was my first pour. I was really excited.
We don't have to take a full thing at once.
I would prefer if you did, though.
I will.
I can't take.
She's got some practice in. We take a lot of shots. When we go out, not just casually.
I was like, what? Okay, cheers, everybody. Whee!
See that? I'm glad I didn't get that one. I did not want the
Clamato. Oh my God, that is so good.
I know. So,
reminds me of an airplane.
I'm sorry?
Just yeah. Like Bloody Mary on an airplane? I don't know. Like,
is that a thing?
I don't know. Why not?
I think
I don't
it is
really ever get Bloody Marys, except for like sometimes I get them on an airplane.
Put them, give it to me so I can stack them over here.
Yeah, airplane.
Did you get one when you were in California?
Yep. So on my way there, on my way back.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, you do love Clamato and stuff.
It's so bomb. Okay, that was fun. Okay, so I'm a sugar daddy, I would have a sugar daddy purely because John's an accountant.
Correct.
And
because you like money.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, Mr. Krabs over here.
Great. Yeah, yeah, that was a better point. I should have led with that, too. Most likely to follow their partner because they thought they were cheating.
To physically follow them?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, there is a toss-up on this one.
No, there's not. And I know what you're about to say, and I'll dispute that.
Ew, this marker smells like ass.
Are you sure it's not my farts?
Don't. Three, guys. Two, one.
Haley.
Oh!
Sydney, that was the toss-up.
You put
that
you?
Was the toss-up because yeah, of the bachelor fight, right? Incident.
Okay, I trust my husband 100%, but
yeah,
tell
the people.
No,
tell the people.
That was just...
You're not going to expose? It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Okay, he went on a bachelor trip and just so happened to have a live cam at the bar.
And you just so happened to be a few drinks in bored alone.
Right. And so I wanted to watch all three cams just to see what...
She's like an IT person, like...
I was just curious where
Didn't
he was.
Didn't you have, like, your laptop
live
up with one
streaming.
Cam, your iPad up with another cam?
Live streaming the bar.
I was like, that's
and
crazy.
Then when he went off screen?
I asked him where he went.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And that's why I almost did Sydney.
I almost did Sydney for that reason.
The reason
it's
that
called
I,
love.
The reason right? I did me was because I have done this before and would do it again.
Yeah, you would. You're paranoid.
No,
and no, but for good reason.
I've never been wrong.
No, I know, and that's
and
that's,
I when I stopped being paranoid, that's when I had my ick scenario because I was trying to be more open minded and less crazy. Back to crazy we go.
Right, that's what happens.
That's what happens when you trust these hosts.
Right, you don't trust these
don't
hosts.
Trust
keep
these
your
hosts.
Fucking what is it called? Foot on their neck. Yeah, I voted for you too.
Yeah, no, so I have done this actually. This idiot. One of my exes had his location shared with me. And I was tracking him down the street because it live updates. And I'm like following him street by street
That's
to a house.
Wild. And was it a house he was cheating at?
Well, actually, he went to Walmart first. And I was like staking him out in the Walmart. And I had
in
to,
the
like,
Walmart?
Yeah, I had my sister with me.
You went in the store?
No. We were set. We parked a few cars
she's like,
away.
She has walkie-talkie. She's like, he's on aisle 15.
No, way too That's
obvious.
Way too
risky.
Obvious. Yeah, exactly. Way too risky to be seen. No, me and my sister, and we saw him coming out, and we like, it was literally like that scene from The Office where you just like duck back. We like pulled the things and just like ducked our So awesome.
So funny.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you shot it up?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know about
that part.
I ain't getting away with that.
Is that soy?
So much sodium.
Wait, it's not gluten-free, bro.
It's traces. I eat soy sauce sometimes.
Okay.
It is not gluten-free. I'm not celiac, for those who
you
have
might
been
be,
asking.
Though. I really
might
think
be,
you might
but
be.
I'm not confirmed. But it's for the plot.
Right.
So I'll do 7.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's soy sauce.
Oh, nasty.
See, I feel like I would love that. I love a soy sauce.
I'm going to be a little bitch about this.
It's not as good all at once as you would think.
It's intense. I've done it.
Yeah, that was a lot.
For one.
That was a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Spring has sprung, folks, except for the fact that we got 8 inches of snow yesterday. But besides that, spring is here. And you know what that means? Weddings, trips, rooftop hangouts, beach days, pool days, soccer games. Family reunions, barbecues, whatever it may be, it's always a good time. But you know that also means taking a lot more photos. And you got to think about it. If you wear glasses every day, they're basically an accessory to you, okay? And you want to be looking cute in your photos and feeling confident and stylish in your glasses. But a lot of times, finding glasses that are good quality, that are actually affordable, and are actually cute, it's hard sometimes to find something that checks off all of these boxes. But luckily, that's where Warby Parker comes into play, because Warby Parker has changed the game when it comes to eyewear. Seriously, nothing even comes close on quality, price, selection, and customer service. And once you buy from Warby Parker, you realize how much easier they've made the entire process, because they have something called their virtual try-on. You can literally try on glasses from your phone before you buy them. And it's wild how well it actually works. I've tried other virtual try-ons that feel pretty janky, but with Warby Parker, you can genuinely tell how the frames are going to look and fit. I myself have a pair of Warby Parker glasses that I've had for years and years. I love them. They are so, so cute. They're so comfortable. They're amazing quality. I genuinely get so many comments and DMs of people asking me what kind of glasses I have, and I always tell them it's the Warby Parker in the style Esme. If you are ever wondering what my style is, that is what they are. I get them from Warby Parker. I bought them with my own money many years ago. I love them. They are such good quality. I am pretty rough with my glasses because I wear them most days, and I am going to admit I don't always carry them in the case. Sometimes they are just thrown around a little bit, if I'm being honest, but they've always stayed in great shape. They don't scratch or bend or snap or anything like that. I really cannot recommend Warby Parker enough. But what's great is that they don't just offer prescription eyeglasses. They also offer virtual appointments or exams, which is really, really cool. I didn't even know that was a thing. They also offer contacts, which I am also a contacts girly, so it's great for that. And they have sunglasses. And the fact that everything's in one place just makes it so much easier. And what's really cool is they also have over 300 retail stores across the US. So it's nice to know that there's an in-person option as well if you're looking to go in person and try some stuff on. But maybe the best part about Warby Parker is the fact that for every pair they sell, they also give a pair to someone in need. Warby Parker has distributed over 20 million pairs of glasses to people in need through its Buy a Pair, Give a Pair program. And Warby Parker is covered by major eye insurance plans. They make it incredibly easy to use. You just enter your information to see if you're eligible for benefits on frames, contacts, or eye exams. And if you are, they automatically apply them for you. Their selection is truly unmatched. The amount of different styles that they have, there is something for everyone. I'm actually really excited. I'm getting a different pair that's a completely different style that I've never worn before, and I'm really excited about it. As much as I love my current glasses, I want to be able to have different options and maybe switch it up a little. So I'm excited for my new pair. I'll definitely show them off when I get them. And it's the perfect time to upgrade your glasses for spring. Buy one prescription pair and get 20% off any additional prescription pairs at warbyparker.com/sesh. That's 20% off additional prescription pairs when you go to warbyparker.com/sesh.
Most likely to blame their shit personality on their zodiac sign.
This is not fair.
Shit personality.
Oh, I wish Kendall was here because I would vote her with peace and love. She do be going like, oh, I'm a stubborn Taurus. Sorry.
See, this one would be really good if it was to blame other people's shit personality on their zodiac sign.
Yeah, well, the answer would be the same for me either way.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Haley is
obviously. Obviously.
We all had Haley. Haley, I mean, but...
You don't have a shit personality, though.
But I do sometimes blame my bad traits on my... Well, I don't blame it. Here's the thing. I use astrology as reflection. I am aware that I have anger issues because of my Aries moon. I am aware that I am vain because I'm a Leo. Okay? And what about it?
And what about it? Who needs therapy when you could just...
When you can examine your birth chart and then examine other people's birth charts. I did an interesting case study recently.
A case study is insane.
This guy that I still see him like casually sometimes.
Is it the devil?
Not the devil.
No.
Love the devil though. No, this other guy, we call him Mike Pence.
Oh, we know Mike Pence, right?
We know Mike Pence. We love Mike Pence. He is a Gemini stellium. Gemini sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, and I think one other.
Damn.
Very, very interesting case study of mine.
He's one of your clients.
One of my clients. Let me know if you have any questions about that. He has the Gemini symbol tattooed on his rib cage.
So he's well aware that he's...
A Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's well aware of it. And he's well aware that people hate it too. Oh. But he's a great, great guy. He just gives nothing. I really hope he doesn't watch this.
I don't think he's going to watch it. And if he does, maybe he needs
no,
to.
No, one of the sesh reels showed up on his timeline on Instagram.
Well,
and I looked
the
like
algorithm be working.
And I looked like shit. And he sent it to me. Okay. All right.
All right. So you have to take another shot. That's hilarious.
Enough of that yapping. 5. Sydney, what is this?
Oh, that's going to be good. You're lucky.
Is it a lemon drop?
No.
No, we're not bartending.
Oh, it's lemonade. She hates lemonade.
No, it's not lemonade. Oh, bitch, this is a Cutwater, isn't it?
I hate Cutwater.
You hate Cutwater?
I think it tastes nasty. I don't know why.
I think they're good.
Oh,
It's a Cutwater.
Cutwater's gross.
Bro, what kind of Cutwater was that?
Margarita.
Oh, and I'm not a margarita girl either. Well, you're supposed to cut them with water. Did you know that?
Yeah, which who the hell has time for that?
I know, I should have put some ice in there. Sorry.
Yeah, room temperature margarita cut water. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sweating from that one, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, we got to get Sydney on this.
Okay, here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you mix these up real good?
Who has the most unapproachable face?
Oh. And don't vote Sydney just because you want her to take a shot.
I'm not. I could never. That's like not correct for this. There is a clear answer, in my opinion.
Three, two, one.
Me.
Duh. Yeah.
But you're like so that. Approachable. Like not approachable. The second.
No, she says, no.
I take that back. The second you open your mouth, you are so friendly and caring and nice.
Oh, wow.
Like if I were to run into you at a store, I would have gone up to you as a fan, but I would have been very intimidated.
Really?
But the second that you like interact with people, you go, oh, hi.
I just have RBF fake. Constantly. Yeah.
No, it's not fake. I just look pissed off all the time, I think, naturally.
Yeah. I get that too, but I sometimes when you're like in the zone. I'm
Yeah.
Well, I also have like a serious face.
I was going to say your features are at least like you're soft always in a really good way.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just look like I don't know what I'm
doing. What's your rising?
Virgo.
There we go. There it is.
My bad.
Oh.
Take a shot.
Psych one down, pass it around.
Two. That's weird. I had one and two. What are the odds?
Two.
Maggie.
She's gonna be so upset about
this.
It's cookie nookie.
Dude, this is like poopy water.
No, it tastes really good.
Okay, is this a buzz ball?
This is a buzz ball. Okay. New flavor, cookie nookie.
I need to say something though. I have never in my life tasted anything buzz ball. So I'm breaking my buzz ball virginity on the show.
Popping it.
Wow.
Go ahead.
That's why I really wanted to.
They just look disgusting. Like, it looks like something I would have drank when I was, like, 19,
they're hit or miss. Some of them are so good.
At 31 years old, I feel like I shouldn't be drinking that, but whatever. Okay.
They're a good way to pregame if you want to, like,
yeah, and you see,
save
I'd rather
time
just...
and money.
Okay. Cheers!
That's a cookie nookie.
How many times can we say cookie nookie?
Cookie nookie.
Disgusting. It tastes like a Bath and Body Works candle.
What?
Ugh, God. It literally tastes like a fucking fall candle from Bath and Body Works. Like a pumpkin spice fall candle.
It smelled so yummy. It was like cinnamony, like warm sugar. But you know, that's the thing about buzz balls is they get you, but...
Honestly, it wouldn't be that bad in like an iced coffee.
Like a mixer.
Like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, like a mixer.
But that's not what
bad.
Buzz balls are for.
Right.
You're supposed to knock it back. We should have given her the whole buzz ball.
That's rude.
Just kidding. It's noon.
Say it's in there.
It's noon. I block out at fucking 1 p.m.
Yeah.
On a Thursday at work.
I was
perfect.
Yeah. If you had to knock back an entire buzz ball, it's a bit much.
Do they get you drunk?
Yeah.
What's really? The alcohol content of them?
Really high.
Wait,
I think they're
really?
Like, I think they're like 14% or something for those tiny little things.
Wait.
Is that high?
Well, you should
go
grab that little ball.
Sydney's like, hold on, I need a sip of that.
Grab that ball.
If we were all drug dealers, who would get high off their own supply?
Okay, ready?
And Sydney knows.
Three, two, one. Sydney.
Because Sydney will slap your drug dealer around back in her day.
It's not like I do any drugs, but...
No, but she just like, she could roll with the drug dealers, but I do think that you'd be like...
Wait.
But
what?
But I think that you'd be silly goofy about it, like, oh, I'll take some with you.
No, this is my opinion. I think Sydney, it'd be like 11 p.m. on a Friday. She's a little bit buzzed and she's like, I have this stash.
Like if I was selling
weed. Like, fuck. Yeah. Like, she'd be like, fuck it. Let me like take a little for myself. Like, what's a little going to do? I wouldn't do it because I'd be like, oh, I'm fucking up.
Yeah, you're about that money. You're about that money. I'd like buy some for myself.
I just think that Sydney would be the fun drug dealer that would like be like, yeah, come in, let's smoke together.
Or yeah, she'd like,
she would take her money first though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I admit. If I
I'm
not like doing, you know, drugs, but no,
I just, we don't do drugs.
No.
I don't even consider weed a drug. I mean, like, it's the same type of thing that alcohol is. All right.
Oh, man, I'm so nervous for this.
So nervous.
Oh, I don't want it to be bad. I don't want it to be bad. Three.
Oh, three. That's the most, like, easy one we have here.
Yes.
What is that?
That is a grapefruit White Claw or black cherry White Claw.
No.
Yeah.
White Claws are clear, aren't they?
Yeah, that's the White Claw.
What the hell, dude?
I thought I got White Claw.
White Claws that's were definitely, clear.
This is like pink.
Definitely White Claw.
Okay.
Black cherry White Claw. It might not be a claw, but it's something
black
like
black
it.
Cherry.
You see?
Yeah. Oh, High Noon.
High Noon. That's the best High Noon flavor. Everyone hates it, and I love it.
I hate that. That's disgusting. But that is such an easy shot to do.
So good.
Yeah. That was a lucky one.
Lucky me. Okay.
Lucky me. Good old drug dealer Sydney.
Let's not start that.
Yeah, I'm starting a rumor.
Jesus.
Trying to stick to a high protein diet when you're working long hours is tough, especially for me because I don't eat meat. I only eat seafood. And so I am trying to get that protein in, but sometimes it's tough. And sometimes I just want to eat a thing of butter noodles at the end of the day because I get home from the gym, I'm starving, I'm tired, and the last thing I want to do is open my fridge and try and find a bunch of ingredients to put together a meal. It's a pain in the butt. The cleanup is annoying. The prep is annoying. Got to go grocery shopping, you know, for one specific ingredient. It's just kind of a pain, and that's why I love Hungry Root so much because they make getting high-quality, nutritious meals so much easier. Hungry Root plans your meals and groceries for the week, folks, filling your cart and delivering everything you need right to your door to eat healthy every single day. And Hungry Root's selection is truly unmatched. They offer over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes every single week. Yeah, that's not a joke. The amount of variety that Hungry Root has is unbelievable. I don't know how they do it. And what's crazy is that the quality of their food is so good. Their produce is really fresh. The quality of their meats is really, really good. I'm genuinely so impressed by them, and every meal I have is delicious. It's also really nice because you're able to substitute different ingredients. If, let's say, there's something in there that you already have that you don't need, you could substitute it out, or something you don't like or you're allergic to, like, for instance, I hate carrots. John's allergic. So any meal, we just swap it out and we switch it for a different vegetable so we can still get that meal. Super easy. And what's also really cool is that most of their meals are ready in like 15 minutes or less. That's not an exaggeration. I hate when recipes are like, yeah, estimated time, 30 minutes. And then actually it takes more like an hour and 30 minutes. But these meals are super, super quick to prepare and put on the table for you and your family in no time. They also have over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, snacks, sweets, salad kits, ready-to-eat meals, and even supplements. And they hold all of their food to high standards, screening out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. Their variety of meals and grocery items, too, are great for any time of the day. They have stuff for breakfast. They have snacks. They have desserts. They have like brunchy type things. They've got quick lunches you can bring to work and assemble within like 5 minutes. You don't even need like a microwave most of the time to assemble these lunches. And they source only high quality ingredients like meat and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics, plus organic produce and non-GMO options. So if you've been thinking for a while whether or not to try Hungry Root, I highly recommend you just give it a shot. It's genuinely so convenient, so delicious. The app is really easy to work. It's very user-friendly. And yeah, I really have no complaints. I love Hungry Root and I will be using it for many years to come. And you're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do because for a limited time, get 40% off your first order plus get a free item in every box for life. That is a crazy good deal. You guys try it out. Go to hungryroot.com/sesh and use code sesh. That's hungryroot.com/sesh, code sesh to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
Least likely to be wearing underwear right now. Easy.
Okay, ready, set, go. I voted myself.
Me?
I voted Haley.
I usually don't wear underwear with these jeans.
Okay, whoa.
Because they're low rise, but I'm wearing.
Whoa, hey.
She just gave it herself.
You don't wear underwear with jeans? Jeans touch your coochie lips?
That is
so disgusting.
Hear me out. Only this pair of jeans. Let me demonstrate. They're a baggy fit.
You wash them after each use?
Duh. They're a baggy fit, and I like to do a little low-rise moment.
Okay, so put your undies low. Why are you wearing your undies to your shoulders?
Because I have high hips.
Okay, so put them below.
I have high hips, and so the problem is like my underwear are specifically like long ones that can go over my hips, and so like my underwear just don't look cute with this a lot of the time, and I don't want a whale tail. That's unprofessional.
You should change your answer.
Well, I said me.
But I said I'm wearing some today, though. And it's always Janelle. Janelle never wears underwear.
Literally, what are you talking about? The only reason I said me is because when I'm at home wearing lounge pants, I usually don't have undies on because I don't give a fuck. My coochie needs to breathe.
I thought you like notoriously let that coochie breathe.
No, I always have undies on
like you
during the day.
Work?
I've never once come to work with no underwear ever.
Wait, are you so serious?
Yeah. Where did you hear that rumor? It's false.
I'm starting another rumor.
Okay, wait.
It's false.
I have to give my reasoning. Yeah. It's because there was one time.
Me?
At work. Actually, multiple times. Where you took your underwear off midday.
What?
Whoa.
And I need the context behind that.
I know what you're talking about.
Did you have period or something?
But the way you just worded that is diabolical. No, I was wearing a new pair of pants, and I didn't know that they were see-through. And so I walked into Sydney's office, and she went, whoa. And I said, what do? Do I just, like, embrace it? And she was like, absolutely not. Just, like, take your underwear off. Multiple times is crazy, though. What else?
I think a similar situation.
You're starting a rumor.
The fact that you didn't vote for yourself and you literally don't wear underwear at work sometimes is insane. Because never have I come here without wearing underwear. I wouldn't fucking do that. A bra, yes. Underwear, no.
That wasn't intentional, though.
It sounds like the fucking jeans is intentional.
Only this pair of jeans, though.
Okay.
And, like, how were the cards to know that I was wearing this pair of jeans? And I am wearing them today.
Doesn't it hurt, like, the crotch?
Right. Doesn't it, like,
no,
it
they're
itchy in your
these
coochie?
Ones are stretchy.
Doesn't it, like, get stuck in your coochie?
My coochie's made of steel.
Steel vagina.
Steel vagina.
Okay, well, you can change
my chastity belt actually protects me.
Right. Okay, I'm changing my answer to you. I didn't know. Now that I know the lore, it's 100% you.
Every time you wear those jeans, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah. Yeah, and you wear them a lot, actually.
Undie check.
Right.
That's rude. All right.
Yeah, you're taking a shot. That's ridiculous. I didn't know any of that.
She's like, we're meeting in my office with HR after this.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
4. Oh, why do I keep getting the, like, really strong one?
What is that?
I don't know.
It's an On the Rocks, which is, like, the pre-made,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, those are good, though. I like
aviation.
Mixes.
I have never liked any of them.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe you like
aviation? We don't know the ingredients?
Usually aviation is gin, right?
Oh.
I like gin, actually.
Or is it a plane? Something... There's some type of aircraft beverage with a plane, I think. Someone will know out there. Paper plane, paper crane plane.
Right.
What? Wait, okay, that doesn't tell us what the alcohol is. What are you talking about?
Gin. That has gin. Something that has gin.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyways.
Does have gin. Ugh, gin is the most disgusting thing
I do
in the
think
world.
You're right. I think it's gin,
ugh.
Which I like gin.
Ugh.
But it's like...
My God, Sid. You know the college
bars. It's
almost
like I'm upset because it's almost like a pink lemonade gin.
One time I went to this Ooh. Bar in college and I drank a bunch of gin and tonics or something because I don't know what I was doing. I was so ill
Ugh.
The next day. Terrible. Anyways, that's my story.
The first time that I drank gin was an after party after a wedding when I met my favorite ex and we were drinking gin all night and... led to us getting together. Everyone thinks it's funny that I call him my favorite ex.
Yeah, it is funny.
Do you not have a favorite and least favorite ex? I have a favorite ex and I have a least favorite ex and everyone else falls in the middle.
Right.
Duh.
You know, I hate Jaeger. I know it's very random, but Jaeger.
I don't think I've even ever had
I had Jaeger. One Jaeger bomb ever and I was like, my dad,
doesn't it
growing up, growing up, my dad used to like knock down Jaeger bombs.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
I think that was that generation.
My dad
loved a Jaeger bomb.
Ew, God.
Yeah. I don't even think I've ever had it. Sick.
It's like dark licorice.
Licorice. Blech. No thanks.
My dad used to party with all my uncles like all the time. And it was always tequila shots and Jaeger bombs. And that's how I know
tequila
they're
shot? Yes.
Insane.
Jaeger bomb, no. I love tequila. It's delicious.
Tequila.
Most likely to lie about having sex with somebody.
I don't even want to answer this one.
Okay.
Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Haley.
The devil. The devil.
She lied.
I lie
to
about...
me like a month ago. Well, not a lie so much as a... not a truth.
Omitting the truth.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Because if you ask me straight up, I don't lie. I'll tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I will hide. I will avoid... Mm-hmm. It's just this one guy that I hook up with that she does not like.
No, because he's...
he's not a devil. Husband.
And certainly not. Thank God for that.
He's... I enjoy...
The devil, if you're watching, I hate you.
The devil does not watch this, but I think one of his friends does.
Okay, well, tell the devil I don't like him. Tell your friend about the devil. It's a friend of mine. If you're deadhead, you'd get that.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right, Haley.
Guys.
Drink up.
This what are you getting, sweetie?
This is just a game of how many shots can Haley take at noon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. How many have been alcohol this far? Just two. No, one. You're fine.
No, I think I've had two. Because I had the cut water too, bro.
Oh, right.
I got the two strongest.
Right, okay.
Oh, you didn't do any Bacardi.
I thought that would be really strong. I mean, we've got the Bacardi right there.
Ew, Bacardi?
I know, carrying it today.
God damn, I haven't had that in a decade.
Number 12. Bro!
Yay, what is it? More alcohol? Is it more cut water?
It's the fucking cut water again.
You want to pick a different one?
You can pick a different one.
Yeah, pick a different one.
You're allowed.
All right, let me put 12 back.
Yeah.
Because I can't be the only one drinking over here.
Right.
We have to finish the cans.
Josh is not going to be pleased that his coworker is here under the influence at work.
Drunk at work.
Under the influence, but no underwear. Double fire.
Correct.
Anyways.
You're like telling everybody, hey, guess what? I'm not wearing underwear.
Too. I am wearing. Can the record please show that I'm wearing underwear? Thank you. It's a. They're starting a rumor. Yeah, many rumors.
No, I saw it. I saw it. Your underwear.
Did you see my underwear?
No, Patrick.
Did you want to?
Wow.
6. Oh, this will be yummy. This is a pickle juice.
Ooh, I love it.
Ooh, it has a little pickle floating in it.
Mm-hmm. It's a pickle juice.
A little pickle? Those are the seeds. Oh, you're talking about like a piece of pickle.
Yeah, a piece of pickle.
So you're talking about like a little tiny pickle.
No, like parts of the pickle in there. I love a pickle shot. So good. Yum. Oh, little spillage. That's okay. Oh.
I just bit my cheek as I was doing that.
Oh, ow. Ow.
Oh, I just love pickle
Don't worry,
shots.
I'll survive.
Pickle shots are just so good.
No, that was yummy.
If we were all prostitutes, who would make the least amount of money?
Oh, God, I hate to see it. Wait, this is like fucked up.
Yeah.
What?
Like, yeah, it is.
No answer is a good answer. Like, no one. Okay, I need to explain myself, though.
I need to explain.
Okay, I do too.
Okay, ready?
I think we all do.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
Oh!
Here's why. I'll start.
So
I'll start.
Offended.
I'll start. Here's why.
Well, you
purely.
I have a reason.
So I put your name because you're not in it for the game. Like you don't.
I like money.
You like money, but not enough to sleep with men. You don't like men that much, and you and like you know what I mean. You don't like men that much.
I mean, could you do it? You could do it.
If you needed to, but like...
I could hustle, though.
Yeah, you could, but
I think you'd be better as a pimp. You would be a better pimp. You would want to be on the business side. You wouldn't be...
You'd want the girls.
Me? I would do it for the love of the game, honestly.
I would do it for the funsies.
Yeah, and Sydney. And Sydney is just, she is a...
Sydney's a Taurus. She's a conservative, not politically, but like...
No, but she's a grinder. She can get down and dirty to grind.
What?
That is
literally,
a wild
what thing. Are you talking about?
Not like sexually. Like she like is she's a hustler. Like she works hard. Like if you give her a task, she will give it her 100.
I would get in and out But, yeah, you know,
yeah.
Or he'd get
and if they tried to do you, if they tried to do you one over, you'd smack him around. Oh, I know it.
1,000%
No, I don't. No, I don't think so.
But Janelle could do all of those things we just talked about. However, right. she's just too business minded. She would work her way into the pimp circle.
Okay, the reason I picked Sydney is because Sydney, for one, is I think the most not prude, but like.
You say this, and like, Ken and I always like, argue with you.
Like,
we're just
most like,
we're mysterious.
Just most like sexually conservative, I feel
no,
like.
No, she's a freaky deep.
Okay, Haley, would you shut up? You don't know what. No, I mean, Ken said this.
Okay, and because like, you just like, you dress more conservative. You're not, you're wearing underwear, you know, and,
so am I.
And also, I feel like, Sid, you're not one to like go out and flash your titties to people, and I feel like if someone I just feel like you'd be like, no, I don't want to do that, like I'm shy. You're more shy.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a facade.
Oh,
you know.
A facade,
that's what brings people in because they want to get to know me because I'm
correct.
Shy
correct.
I don't know.
Okay,
I get what you're saying though. I'm but, not I but, wouldn't but
let
enjoy
me
this.
Let me be clear though, if you'd have no problem getting clients. Like,
none
people
would
be knocking
have...
on your door, banging down your door to yeah. come to you. You're hot as fuck, and you're a great catch, and you wear undies, which is great.
All right, if I take one more shot on the undies right now.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, you do have me with I don't like men very much, but
I know.
What if I had women clients?
You still would make the least money because that's the least demographic.
I would not make the least amount of money because I... would just
what do prostitutes have to do?
Like have
okay.
You have to
do
have
I have to explain prostitution to you right now?
Aren't there different levels?
No, I believe that the traditional definition of a prostitute is someone who has sex for money. Like not an OnlyFans.
Not
model.
Like a stripper club? Like strip club?
No, I don't think that's a prostitute. That's not prostitution. That's stripping.
That you're thinking sex work.
Yeah.
Sex work has different classifications.
Sex work is like the umbrella.
Oh
yeah.
God, that would be horrible to have to do that.
Oh.
I don't know what?
No, I'm just saying if you had to have sex with a lot of people. Like
I don't know. It's not that bad.
Like nasties.
That's what I'm saying. You would be like appalled. I don't care about germs. I don't care.
Yeah.
I know. I mean,
like I could just
I
lay
just...
there. I don't care.
No, you can't just lay there.
As
again,
long as I'm safe.
Again, you're
as
not
long
making...
as I'm not getting murdered, I don't care.
You're not making top dollar that way. Again, least amount of money.
Wow.
End of story.
Okay, do I have to take a shot?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, yes. So fucked. All right, give me something fucking good.
That's up to you, Miss Girl. She was fighting
Should
for her life.
Should we do it where people can pick what they want?
No.
No.
12. Is it the Cutwater?
Aha!
I knew it.
You like margaritas, though.
Yeah,
I
but I don't like Cutwater. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's disgusting.
It's good.
Sydney loves a Cutwater.
Wait, we had one.
Sydney likes
one
the
time.
Mai Tai Cutwaters.
I can, I like know. The one you.
You think those are fucked?
Yeah, those are fucked.
No, but if you mix it with like some. Like
if you cut
seltzer.
It the way you're supposed to. That's yeah. the way you're supposed to.
It's too sweet on
Ooh,
its own.
It smells like a hangover. All right, cheers.
Like shaking.
The fact that it's warm is what's really fucking with me.
The lukewarm margarita cut water.
There's no way we could have kept it cold. We need a mini fridge, for real.
For real.
Okay, put it on the list for the next, for the studio.
Somebody call up Josh and tell him we need a mini fridge.
Sad news for me. I recently got kicked off my family cell phone plan. And I mean, I've been paying my share for years now, but... now I'm getting booted off entirely and I'm gonna have to go onto my own plan, which is a little depressing. And I've been looking at different cell phone carriers to join, but the problem is they all want you to sign a multi-year contract, so they basically just lock you in. It's ridiculously expensive, and to be honest, the service is not that great, at least where I live. I'm never that impressed. Honestly, I was literally FaceTiming Kendall right outside of our office 30 minutes ago and the call dropped because I wasn't on Wi-Fi anymore and the service sucks here. And so I'm pretty over the big wireless carriers, and I think I'm gonna go ahead and just switch to Mint Mobile, because with Mint Mobile, you can stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And what's really cool is you can bring your own phone number and your old phone with you, and you could just do it all online. So I don't have to like go into a store, deal with that, deal with people trying to upsell me on some random perk that's not even really a perk that's going to cost me $20 extra a month. You know the deal. You can just do it all online, use your current phone. Super easy and convenient. There's no long-term contracts. There's no hassle, which is another thing that I really like. I don't like being locked in for years on end. And you can ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Haley, who is our Higher Hope coordinator, is on Mint Mobile for our company phone, and it's great. It works very well. No complaints. It saved us a lot of money. And yeah, just overall really convenient. So if you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/sesh. That's mintmobile.com/sesh. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
I was hoping we'd do this one. If we all died today, who's most likely to end up in hell? This is a tough one, and be prepared to back up your case.
Oh my God. Well, okay.
God damn it.
And no offense taken, okay? Okay.
Ready? Me.
Janelle. What?
You? You're the least likely to go to hell.
Aren't you the one that actually believes in Jesus?
I mean, I'm not like fully religious.
It's
but.
Definitely not you because yeah. Okay, so there's this
Janelle got smited
by Jesus the other day.
So basically, what happened is we're at the new office, and the old people who were here before us had this. There was this like weird ceramic cross outside of the building.
It was like a bird feeder or something.
It wasn't a bird feeder. I think it was like looked like an ashtray, but maybe those two don't go together. Anyways, whatever. It was ugly and I was sick of looking at it. And so I took it, threw it in the dumpster. And Sydney was like, you are going to be smited by God. Like, he's going to be pissed.
She was freaked out. She was like, you cannot
do that. I don't give a fuck. Like, whatever. Because I don't personally believe in it. So I was like, I'm not that worried about it. She was like, God's coming for your ass. My grandma would right now be so upset if you did that in front of her. So then about an hour later, we have this giant.
Not even an hour.
Like 20 minutes later, we have this giant neon sign that we keep in our conference room that says Mile Higher Media on it. It's like this big fucking sign. It's heavy. And there's two pieces of it. And I was moving part of it and I dropped it on my fucking toe. And Cindy was like, that's what happens. Did you throw me the cross?
Yep.
That was crazy.
Jesus was mad at her. Yep. Smited her immediately.
But I think, yeah, I think I'm going to hell for sure. What did you write?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
It was between me and you. Cindy, you're not going to hell.
Sydney, you're going straight above.
I mean, selfishly, I hope you are so we can hang out together.
Yeah.
But you're good. Like, you're a sweet soul, like, pure person.
You are defending kind of Jesus.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, but I've done some wrong things.
Yeah, but with good intention always. What was the good intention in Janelle throwing away that cross?
It was to make the feng shui of this office better. And because I wasn't going to, like, establish a religion in an office
you
space.
You burn it.
And I said, isn't burning a cross worse?
And but that seems worse.
Google said to burn it. And I said, I think that's what you do with, like,
I have nowhere
Ouija
to burn
boards.
It. So, ugh, got another shot. 8. Great. Oh, God. Ew! Is that hot sauce? I'm not doing it.
No.
Salsa.
Oh, salsa? Okay, I'll do it.
You love a savory treat.
It's kind of like Clamato, yeah. But chunky.
Ew. This is a lot.
You don't have to take it. You don't take it all.
Sydney poured that one. No, knock it back.
Is it spicy?
It's the Mateos.
Oh, no, that's not spicy. I buy that one. It's good.
Ew.
Ew.
Stop it. That is so bad. People are going to freak out.
That was feral. That was feral. That was feral behavior.
What's wrong with you? You like salsa.
I know what I like.
Oh my God, your eyes are watering.
That was.
What did you just do to her?
Ugh, I have this weird thing where if I think about it too much, I'll gag.
Think about what?
I smell
salsa?
It.
It's got a kick. Okay. Haley, you're also going to hell, though.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're going to hell?
Probably my promiscuous behavior.
No, Jesus loves prostitutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Isn't that what it says?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, Jezebel.
I just that's her name in the Bible, Jezebel.
No,
what did you just say?
Jezebel.
Oh my God. Jezebel? I was like, there's no fucking way this is real.
They didn't have jizz back in like the 400s or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
They did.
Yeah, they did. Cum has been around for a long time.
No, but
time.
They didn't call it jizz.
How do
I'm
you
saying.
Know?
Jizz.
What do you think they call
it? Would
it?
Be like, thou'st jizzeth.
Okay. What the fuck? In the 400s.
Okay, then,
also.
Then if not for promiscuous behavior, then I'm not going
I think it's
to,
just your sense
then
of humor.
I'm not going
no,
to.
No, I think your sense of humor is
I mean, prison.
Fuck.
I mean.
What? Right. No, I think it's your sense of humor. Your sense of humor is fucked. Like,
what?
Yeah, your sense
I
of humor
like
is fucked
like
mine.
I have messed up humor, too.
Give me one example.
Do, actually.
Give
I
me
can't.
One
I
fucking
am not
example.
No.
No.
Dude, that you're my. I swear.
I could literally say something right now and you'd be like, oh, duh.
Okay, can you
put the mic down? Don't put this in. The group has convened and I still don't think I'm going to hell for that. I think Janelle is.
Okay, okay. No. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Least likely to participate in a threesome.
Least likely?
Least likely.
Like, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Sydney.
Sydney.
Me.
See, and that's what I'm talking about with the prostitution thing.
Well, okay, what? You don't have two clients at once.
You might. I don't know.
Janelle
I don't know
and I are
do.
Into the ladies.
I like girls.
I'm pro threesome. I don't know why I said that. I've never had a
Sydney's
threesome.
Sydney's anti-threesome.
I like girls. I think
but
pretty.
You're jealous. I'm jealous too, but I'm bi, so it overrides. But you're jealous. I think if a girl tried to touch your man, you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, if we were having
intentionally.
A threesome, yeah, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Ugh. 13.
No, I'm scared.
Oh.
No, redraw. You already got that one. Put it back.
I would take it again.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Okay, 10. 10.
The salsa is kind of making me want to barf.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do the salsa.
Mm-hmm.
We only had one salsa, I think. Oh, lied.
Oh, is this the airplane?
This is the
aviation.
The
aviation. I think it's
paper
gin.
Plane
paper
or whatever
plane, airplane.
She was talking about.
Yeah, it is gin. I saw. Oh, God.
Okay, what? We were asking you earlier. The nostril? She's like... Ugh.
You never smell. You never want to smell your shot.
Yeah,
that's
that was like SpongeBob style nostril.
Come on, throw it back. Throw it back. Good girl.
Oh, God.
Was it bad? It looks
it's
so
just a
nasty.
Little strong.
It is strong.
Ugh, I just hate gin.
Wow.
I don't hate gin.
I didn't
think
hate
gin
it.
Gets a bad rap.
It would be good with some ice, honestly.
Yeah, that's kind of the story of the day.
That's the theme.
That warmed me up a little bit.
Ooh. Okay.
Least likely to wash their hands after taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck my chunk of slut.
Okay.
Reddit's gonna love this. Me.
Dirty.
Is it
I drew
me?
A poop.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, y'all know me. I don't care about germs.
You did just wash your hands.
I did wash my hands. I just pooped and I did wash my hands.
It's just not 100%.
I just don't care about germs. Like, I just, and I'm not wiping my hands with, or I'm not wiping my butthole with my fucking bare hands.
Like your fingernails.
Like, let's be so for real.
Oh, just me?
Yeah, just you. Okay.
What do you do if you're in the bathroom and there's no toilet paper?
Squat like at my house, you mean?
No, like if you accidentally
in public,
yeah, like you took a shit, didn't realize there's no toilet paper.
I would have to,
do you always check?
If I'm about to shit, I try to check, but like there's been times where there wasn't. I'm like, excuse, like I can tell someone's next to me, I'm like, would you be able to hand me some toilet paper? And they hand me it under.
So,
oh god,
you know what bars
what else are you supposed
for that?
What, why are you,
I don't know, but
you wouldn't be able to do that.
I use
it
the paper
take me a
roll,
long time.
I've used the paper roll, who hasn't, but like not to wipe my butthole. That's like because like,
sometimes
that,
you have.
But that requires more than one wipe. So what do you know?
You
like,
unfold it and then you've got multiple layers. You fold. Right. You know what bar in Denver is notorious for running out of toilet paper? Please, can we fix this? Recess. Recess be running out of toilet paper.
Mm, hate to see it.
And then the amount of times I've been there and girls are like handing toilet paper over.
Yeah,
the
see? And that's fine. I don't, yeah.
But if you're like in a single one.
And no one else was there?
Yeah. Well, I guess you can use a paper towel.
Use the sink
just,
like a bidet.
Yeah, I would just go. I would just go to the sink and get some paper towel or something. Okay, 13. And this is Black Cherry High Noon. Is mm-hmm. that what this is? Yeah. Yummy.
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 It's getting wackadoodle.
I'm feeling a little wackadoodle.
Oh, I love good black shit. Cherry. Anything black cherry I'm into, which is odd because I actually hate cherry flavored things.
Mm.
But black cherry I like. I'm just quirky.
She's not like most girls.
I'm not like most girls. I'm different.
She's different.
Most likely to enjoy eating someone's asshole. Oh. Enjoy is cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, enjoy is where you lose me. Do it, though.
Ew, enjoy is crazy.
Enjoy
is crazy. No one, who's actually enjoying?
Let's just say, like, do it. Like, would you lick butthole?
You lick butthole? Would you lick butthole?
Okay, ready, set, flip.
Okay, Haley, there's a reason for this. There's a reason
you
for this.
You don't need to explain the reason. I don't give a shit.
You wouldn't lick John's ass?
I've been asked multiple times.
No, I would not.
To lick what?
Shock in her face.
Lick butt?
To lick butt. Yes.
I don't understand how someone asks you that.
The freakier
you
the
lick my ass.
The freakier the man. It's
is
it's
there
been
like a term or like a way, you know, is it like
eat my ass?
Yeah. I'd love to say that someone
I wish like, I could remember these exact moments.
Right.
They happen different ways.
Like, can you go down there, back there?
I don't know. Can you knock on the back door? can you hit the chocolate starfish?
Chocolate starfish.
I was asked different ways, but
you don't need to give a full synopsis. It's fine. Honestly, I think it's fine. I don't think you need to give this info for free. She goes, okay, so basically the different ways are
join my Patreon to learn the real story.
Are you like knees to chest?
Yeah, one time a guy literally, I was doing something and then he went like this. And this was after he had preemptively plotted the idea that he wanted me to do that. I didn't.
If a guy
did that, but
I would be so bothered.
It was the biggest ick. Like, yeah, that's just going back.
And I don't ever need to see a man in that position. That is just
that's
so
how I felt. I got the ick so
that
bad.
That is just so.
Maybe if he had done it hotter, that's one thing.
That is criminal.
I just.
How is there any way hot to do that?
Right.
And at the time. I have to find a picture of this man. He is like the hottest guy I've ever hooked up with.
Yeah,
and
but I don't care.
I lost.
Doesn't
it.
Care. I don't care.
I was like, you gotta go.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, you gotta go. Doesn't matter how hot you are. I ain't fucking doing that. I just with especially asking in that way is just beyond. That is just beyond anything I can. And you know what? And no shade to anyone out there who's into that. I don't care. I'm not gonna yuck your yum. Whatever.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
But
personally.
Yeah,
it's a no for me, as they say in the Shark Tank.
For the right person, I would do it. That person did not ask in a way in which she would receive that.
Right, right.
Someone else has asked a way where I would consider it, probably.
All right, take your shot.
Would you consider?
No, absolutely not. Unless you paid me. You know me, I pretty much do a lot of money, which is, again, why I would make a great prostitute.
I don't know why I was giving it to you.
You're right, yeah.
Haley's shots are hitting. You were doing that.
You guys gave me all the liquor at the beginning rounds.
Oh, that's so funny.
No!
Oh, my God. Is it more liquor?
Clamato.
It's the salsa.
Oh, good. I'm glad you have it because you were like, I don't want that one. Too bad.
That's a little sadistic.
She's going to hell.
Right. I'm going to hell anyways. And take the whole thing like I did in one slip.
Dude, if you would lick butt, you can do that.
I didn't, for the record.
Right.
Oh, no, I know, but
it was off. She doesn't want to hear. She wants me to save it for the Patreon.
Right, save it for the Patreon.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Sucky, sucky. There's still some in there. Uh-huh. That a girl. Take it back.
Why is it chunky?
Why is it spicy?
It's spicy and chunky. It was the texture. It was like
chunky and ugh. It was like salsa.
That is so funny.
Where's my water?
Mm-mm.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
We need to wrap this up.
Last question. This is it, kids.
Wow. If I decided to rob a bank, who's the last person I'd choose to help me? Or we could do the person we would choose.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Haley.
Oh, three-way tie.
Damn it.
We have three left.
You picked me? Yes.
Yeah.
What? That's like so unfair.
No, no. So you're my partner in every other crime.
Why not that crime?
That's the thing. I think that your planning would be very good, but I think the...
I'm way less scared than Sydney.
But I think
that
doubting her. I've been saying this. The whole theme of this game has been you are underestimating her nitty gritty.
Yeah. I've known this chick for 10 years.
And you're still underestimating her.
I could get in and out.
But Janelle, I mean...
Sydney, you'd be too afraid.
No, I wouldn't. I would do it.
Realistically, I think we're the dream trio.
Yeah.
I would not bring Kendall. Her anxiety is too high.
My anxiety is really high, but if
but you could plan it.
But I could plan it. And then
you have a straight face.
I have a straight face.
Yeah.
And Sydney and I are just...
I think we could just grow.
I'm adventurous and you've got the balls.
I do believe I got the balls.
I do believe I got the balls.
You believe you have the balls to rob a bank?
Yeah. If we're doing it, I'm doing it. Like, I'm committing.
doing this shit?
I would be fucking scared until, like, the whole time, but...
All right. So there's three shots left, so we're all going to do one.
Okay.
Because we all voted one.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Okay.
I get 16.
I get 15.
Oh, you lucky bitches. All right. You got Clamato.
Yay!
You got the Nooks. Ooh. Cookie Nooks.
Okay, I'm so glad I don't have that one. I'm sick.
And I got
pickle.
Pickle juice again.
Perf.
All right.
We should cheers them.
We are bad people.
Wow.
Oh.
Why did you fill it with the top?
Sorry. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to going to hell.
Right. Okay. Cheers to big ships and cheers to little ships, but there's no ship like a friendship, I think is what they say.
Wow.
Ugh.
You don't like the
Nooks? Hearing you gulp that was sick.
Oh, you think yours was nasty as hell? That was a loud gulp. Well, thanks for letting me join y'all for the game.
Thank you all. Support for today's sponsor comes from Square, the business platform that helps sellers become neighborhood favorites. Whether you're gearing up for a busy season or just trying to keep up with everyday demand, Square keeps your business running smoothly, from payments and POS to online orders, inventory, staff, and more, all in one place. So you can focus on your customers, not your to-do list. And are you ready to grow or streamline how you run things? Well, Square is offering listeners up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. Again, that's square.com/go/sesh. Start with Square and build a setup that grows with your business. I use Square pretty much on a daily basis at this point, whether it's my local coffee shop or my eyelash extension girly. She uses Square and makes everything so much easier. I love when businesses use Square because it's easy to use. I mean, that's just the straight up answer. It takes no thought process at all for the customer side of things, but I've also used Square on the business side of things, and that is such a seamless experience as well. They bring payments, POS, inventory, staffing, and online sales together in one system, so business owners don't have to juggle a bunch of tools. Square works whether you're just starting out or growing from one location to many. You can sell online, in-store, both, and customize your setup as your business evolves, which is really cool because it's really built to support different kinds of businesses, not force everyone into the same mold. And Square now offers three clear plans, free, plus, and premium, so you can pick the tools you need and grow into more when you're ready. Sellers who use Square software see 9% higher sales on average. And Square offers simple, transparent pricing with flexible plans that grow with your business. There's no hidden fees, no locked-in contracts, no upcharges for premium cards, empty promises, or surprise costs. Whether you're just starting out or growing fast, their plans are designed to be simple, transparent, and flexible. And their team will be there to help you along the way. You can cancel or switch anytime. There's fully loaded tools that help you sell, manage, and grow your business your way. Square helps you run your business more smoothly, bringing payments, operations, and insights together in one place so you're ready for whatever's next. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/sesh. That's square.com/go/sesh. Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do.
All right, we are back with some Reddit stories.
We're ready to Reddit.
Ready to Reddit.
Haley's gonna read because she's good at it.
Wait, okay.
My fellow competitive readers, we've learned that many seshies are.
Yes, I know. I saw in the comments. It's great.
My favorite thing ever. So my fellow competitive readers, I'm out here representing us.
That's right.
Putting our skills to the test.
Represent.
We have to continue the buzz. So
I don't have a buzz. I just have a fucking stomachache.
We're drinking some Nooners. Cheers. Cheers to the Reddit idiots.
Cheers. Cheers, Sid.
Cheers.
Okay, let's go.
All right. I, 29 female, slept with a new guy, 34 male, for the first time and felt he was rude to me. Was he? Dating a new guy for a month. He was a gentleman and very kind towards me. He very recently just told me how much he liked me and that I'm pretty, but most of all, I'm a kind person with a good heart, which is most important above anything. His intentions seemed genuine towards me. We had texted, spoke on the phone every day up until Thursday. When we went to his side of the city we live in, and we went out for cocktails and to watch a band play. Afterward, we went back to his place, which was around the corner from the venue. Everything felt right, and we slept together for the first time. It was very good, passionate, we both enjoyed it, everything I thought it would be. The second it was over and he'd finished, he exclaimed how good it was, then got off me and walked into his kitchen to check his phone, which was charging on the kitchen worktop. He lives in an apartment, so I could see from his bed. He then stood there and watched the football highlights. He then started to type for a while, so I assumed he was replying to a text message.
And his wiener was dangling this whole time.
You've never had a man walk around your house naked?
Yeah, but like at a certain point, it's time to...
Thing-thinging?
Yeah, but at a certain point, it's like, I don't need to see that.
He's in the comfort of his own home.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Then we went and sat on the sofa for a few minutes. He eventually came back to his room, didn't say a word, just plugged in his phone to charge and set his alarm for 7 a.m. We were both off work the next day. He said, you can stay if you want, but just so you know, I'll be up at 7 a.m. I want to go to the gym. Night. He said this while his back was to me. Then went straight to sleep, not facing me. I stayed on the other side of the bed and eventually fell asleep. I felt awkward being there. The alarm went off at 7 a.m. and we both woke up. I said good morning and he said good morning back. Again, no touching or looking over at me. He jumped straight out of bed. We got to sleep at 2 a.m., so I'm pretty tired, but I get out of bed myself and go to his bathroom. By the time I get out, he's looking through his wardrobe, deciding what he wants to wear for the day. I sit on his bed, book my Uber, and attempt to make small talk and ask more about his plans for the day with his friend. Again, doesn't look at me while replying, just look through his wardrobe. At this point, I felt like I'd served my purpose the night before and was no longer necessary. My Uber arrives. He walks me to his door. The Uber has parked at the end of his street due to road work that took place over the week. He says bye to me as I walk down the road. This was Thursday night, Friday morning. No, did you get home okay? Or I had a good night text. Nothing for over 2 days until 1 hour ago when he texted simply, recovered yet? Question mark. From this schlong.
This is why I just don't like men.
I have not texted back, and I don't think I even want to see him again.
Block him.
My friend is trying to convince me he was just busy today, but being busy has never stopped him before. We had texted every day, and to be honest, I'm put off by how distant he was after we had sex for the first time. He knows I don't have casual sex and hadn't slept with anyone for over 9 months. I felt like his behavior was inconsiderate and I feel quite used. I wasn't expecting a marriage proposal after sex, just basic eye contact, conversation, and maybe a hug. My friend thinks I'm overreacting. Am I?
Okay. I think that I have two theories here. One, that he saw something on his phone that like threw him off for the night when he went to go check his phone. I don't know what that could have been. Who knows? Something threw him off and he got into a weird mood. And that's why he just bailed. Two, he just wanted you for sex and he doesn't give a shit about you, which I have heard is unfortunately very common. And yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. You should probably block him though.
Really quick. Just want to play some devil's advocate before Haley. Mm-hmm. What if he just was tired and wanted to go to sleep?
That as well.
And you know, he woke up, he's going to the gym. She knew. Maybe she just is kind of being a little sensitive.
I think she's kind of overreacting. I'm not even going to lie. I think it's a little like, if you're like, ew, fuck this guy. He kind of gave me douchebag vibes. Okay, then fuck this guy.
Right. And did.
And did. And then, yeah.
I'm on the middle of the road because this, unfortunately, I'm very familiar with this type of man. But it's, I do feel like some of the details she added were just like reading way too much into it. Like he fell asleep not facing her. Girl, I sleep on my left side.
Exactly. Like, so please. Like, John and I fall asleep not facing each other all the time. It doesn't mean we fucking hate each other. Like,
and like a man getting up after sex and like walking around his house and checking his phone. Very normal. Like, that's, I actually knew a girl once who after sex, this guy like got up and like ran around his house. Different story. But like none of that seems weird to me. What does seem weird to me is him not texting her for 2 days when they text every day. So that's the only thing that would have me kind of in my head about it. The rest of it feels like very normal for hooking up with someone. And like, I do understand her thought process that like, I don't casually hook up with people, but like, and I'm not saying this is that he thought it was casual, but I am saying that maybe he's not used to the type of behavior after sex you would expect,
right?
Personally, which is okay. Like, just communicate that to him. I don't think anything he did was like particularly rude. However, I could see like there is definitely, it's definitely possible that he is just someone who is just waiting to hook up with her. Because if we remember my Taurus I hooked up with that pulled the socks off of me, we went on 3 dates before I hooked up with him. And he was like the most like kind, like gentlemany, almost gave like kind of nerdy vibes. I was like kind of complaining about it. And then once
afterwards,
we hooked up,
you got like the ick for each other.
Yeah, we got the ick for each other majorly. And we had like a whole conversation about how he's not looking to date. He's only ever had one girlfriend. He's like permanently non-committal. And I was like, what was the point of all these dates? And he was like, well, I'm not like, if you just ask to hook up the first time, no one's ever going to say yes. And I was like, so you acted the whole time? So like, these kinds of men do exist.
Yes.
It's
absolutely
hard to tell just from this interaction which one he is, though.
Okay, I played devil's advocate, but I'm going to be honest for myself.
She's like, I agree.
But personally, okay, and again, it's probably because I'm not having casual hookups. So maybe that I could see when you say, you know, you go on a date, you hook up, whatever. He doesn't see it as, but it's kind of weird not to really speak at all after, like, me personally, I would have been like, it's something wrong, because I just wouldn't be able to handle.
Are you talking about texting wise?
No, like how he was like just walking around the house and then like he like,
but he jumped for joy and was like, "Woo, that was awesome."
Yeah, but then I'd be like,
he didn't jump
for
joy.
What's wrong? Like,
you made that up.
He jumped for joy, spun around, did a dance, and then was like, "That was awesome."
Wait, but don't you think it'd be kind of weird if this guy like he's like, "You can stay here," but then he didn't really speak to you for the rest of the night, and like he's talking to you with his back to you? Is that's the little bit weird part?
My guess is that he wanted her to leave, but he wasn't going to kick her out, so he was like, "Hey, I'm going to bed. Good night."
Yeah, yeah.
I hate someone like that. Just be direct. Just be like, "Get out of my house."
Yeah,
I also had a man do that once. The one that wanted me to lick his butthole. He one time I slept over at his house. This is the most embarrassing thing ever. Because I kept seeing him after this, but one time I slept over at his house and he woke up in a panic at like 7 a.m. on a Saturday. I think I slept over on Saturday, so it was like a Saturday or Sunday morning. And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. You have to go. I have a meeting. I have to hop on."
What was
on
his meeting?
A work meeting.
Wow.
He was like, "I have a work meeting. I need to hop on." I was like, "No, you fucking don't."
On a Saturday morning?
I think he just wanted me to leave. But it's like, I hate a man like that. Just say, "Hey, I don't want you to sleep over."
But that would piss some people off.
Would that piss you off, Janelle?
I don't know. I think it depends on like the vibe beforehand. Like if I was going on a bunch of dates and I felt like we were like actually hanging out and maybe had a connection, and we had sex and then he was like, "Okay, get out," I'd kind of be like, "What the fuck, you douche." But if we were just fucking to fuck and he told me to leave, I'd be like, "Yeah, no problem. I need to get my Taco Bell on the way home anyways and go see my dogs." You know what I mean?
Period.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't want her to sleep over. Like, how does that affect your life?
Because sometimes people don't want to. I don't want to sleep. I don't want randos in my fucking bed. Get out of here.
I probably would have left, to be so honest.
I would have left.
Same.
One thing about me, I ain't fucking sleeping over.
No.
And this is not even like sexually, just like I'm not fucking sleeping over. Very rarely is my ass these days sleeping over somewhere. I love my bed more than anything in the world. I'll stay late, but I will be going home.
I love a sleepover.
I know.
Friends, hookups. I don't care who it is. I love a sleepover.
I do not. Unless you've got like, this sounds very snobby of me, which nice I'll admit. Bed. Unless you've got a really nice bed and nice setup.
Dude, I'm this.
But otherwise, I ain't sleeping over.
I'd sleep at your house. I'd sleep at your house.
Wow, that's a nice bed. That is very, that's a big compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I just because I get it.
I love my house.
My house. That's fine.
I don't care. You can stay at my house. Yeah. That's fine. I've got a fucking extra bed. I'll feed you. I'll drink you. Whatever you want.
You'll drink me.
Yeah. I'll feed you. I'll drink you. Whatever you need. But I'll lend you my clothes.
Yeah.
But I ain't sleeping over unless you've got a really nice setup. I love my bed. I love my blankie.
That's it. We're sleeping over in your bed.
That's fine. I love my phone charger. I love my husband, my fiance. No, we're not married. Don't start running around with that.
Freudian slip.
I love my dogs. I love my pillow. I love my Wi-Fi connection.
You go somewhere with like shit Wi-Fi.
Oh, that should piss me off. Or like you go sleep over and they don't have any fucking bedding for you. They're like, here's this fuck ass dirty towel or this shitty ass blanket that's got like cat piss and fur on it.
Yeah.
Hope you can use it. And then they throw you a throw pillow.
Yeah,
I can't.
I've had sleepovers like that multiple times.
Oh, of course.
And
who
they're
hasn't?
Very fun every Ugh. Single time.
I gotta be like fucked up.
I just did that at Chrissy's house the other day. I've done it at Cynthia's house.
No,
I'm always
raw dog it.
Is our house nice though?
I was on their couch both times.
It's got to be a nice couch. My couch is nice. I sleep on my couch.
My couch is not nice. All of my blankets will have cat or dog hair. Don't ever sleep in my house is what I'm learning, guys.
Okay, I'm like not against it, but like I've done it before to the point to where it's like, you know, when you, and then you wake up
and then you wake
feel
up
like kind of shit and yeah. then you're like, ugh.
And you're like, oh, then you got to gather your crap.
Yeah. No, I almost feel like I have like PTSD or something.
He's like, I'm getting a fever.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Okay. Well, I can't.
Anyways, I don't
to you
know
guys,
what that was about.
But anyways.
But you're also 25. That right. might change. When I was 25, I think I would have been more. I'm more flexible.
Yeah.
I'm not flexible anymore. I'm old.
That's right. All of my friends who I just named whose houses I'm staying at are your age. All of my friends are your age. I don't have any friends my age, which is a perfect balance because I'm the flexible one. I will have the sleepover at your house and you will host me.
I would love to host you. I'm a great host. What happened last time you two came over to my house? What did I greet you with?
I don't recall.
A beverage.
And a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board
and a handmade Cosmos.
Yes.
And gluten-free crackers, okay?
Correct.
And delicious. Cheese that you guys didn't like, but you liked one of the two cheeses, so that's what counts.
It was good.
Yeah, 50-50.
Right. So there you go.
So should she talk to him again? What do we think?
I don't think she should talk to him. I think she should just fucking move on. Like,
I don't think that this is incriminating for him, but I think that it just doesn't sound like a good pairing. I think that she's going to read way too into his behavior if this isn't ill intentions. And if it is ill intentions, then she's better off going. So either way, she got to go.
Yeah. Find a different man. There's 1,000 of
she
them
wants
probably
something
on
more.
The same street you live on. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's like a dime a dozen these days, it seems like. It's not like he was some great catch. I'm sure you could go find someone else.
We didn't hear her perspective on how it was. He said it was great.
She said it was good. It was passionate.
She did. Oh, you're
yeah,
right.
She said it was passionate.
All right. Ugh, R.I.P.
And clearly she thought it was good because she stayed and then was pissed that they like didn't have a good time after.
Next, ex lied about having a child and I'm being called heartless for not staying in with him in, quote, his time of need. I, 24 female, met my male 26-year-old ex last year and we started dating in December. Before we started dating, I told him I did not want kids. I don't want the responsibility of a child. My mom still hasn't accepted it and I'm always told I'll change my mind, but I've never felt maternal. I've known since I was 16 that being a mom or parental figure was not for me. People always tell me I'll change my mind. He asked if I would date someone with a child. I told him I would not date anyone with a child because that isn't what I wanted. He agreed and said he didn't want kids either. Things were great until about 2 weeks ago. I spent the night at his house for the first time and he seemed really fidgety with me being there. He kept going into a different room and calling someone.
I asked if there was anything wrong, and he said no. I went to his kitchen to get a drink, and I saw a Leveled Up to Dad mug, and it had a controller with a mini controller. I asked him if it was his, and he just broke down crying. I was genuinely so confused. He started blurting out that his ex-fiance got it for him when she found out she was pregnant. She had their baby in August of last year, but she passed away during childbirth.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I did not know that part. Okay, passed away during childbirth, so the baby is almost a year old. But he liked me so much because I reminded him of her, and he really likes me and thinks I'd be a good mom because I'm a nurse. So I have some maternal instinct in me somewhere, which I don't understand how that translates. He said he was lonely and stressed out, that this was the first night in months that he hasn't had his kid with him. He always had told me he had to be home from dates by 10 because of work. He gets up at like 6 a.m. I can't even describe how confused and weirded out I was. Not only that he hid that he had a child, but that he was really only with me because I reminded him of his fiance and he wants a replacement for her. I told him I'm sorry about what he was going through and it must be hard to be thrown into being a single dad and losing his fiance, but I am not going to be a replacement for her. I told him he should probably seek therapy to deal with it because he is still grieving. He tried to go on saying this is why I'd be a good mom and tried to show me a picture of his son. I told him I had to go and we should talk soon. I took a day to myself and then I asked him to meet up so we could talk and he brought his son. I told him he was a really nice guy and he would make someone happy, but I couldn't be with him because I told him my stance on children. He lied about having a child and I felt like he wanted me as a replacement for his fiance. I told him he needs to grieve and heal right now. He tried to beg me to rethink, but I ended it and left. We met through a mutual friend, and I guess he told her, and she said, how could I leave him in his time of need? And she, quote, picked me for him because I was similar to his fiance and I would be a good mom if I just had the chance. And this was it. And how could I ever be a real woman if I didn't have kids?
Oh my God, I'm going to vomit. Ugh.
We are no longer in contact, but sadly, I do have to work with her because that's how we met. I don't know why I told my mom this, knowing how she feels about me not having kids, but I thought she would be on my side or at least give me comfort. I was wrong. She said the same thing pretty much, that he was vulnerable with me and I should have tried to make it work, and how she could have raised someone who lacked empathy.
Oh my God, is this made up? These people are fucking morons.
I genuinely do not think this is made up because I've had an almost exactly similar experience. I did have an ex that had a whole ass child that I did not know about. I started dating him in August and I found out about it in February because he did a DNA test and found out it wasn't his after a few years. And then when I was mad at him, he was like, how could you be mad at me when I was so vulnerable with you about this? And people were on his side.
Yeah, then that's insane. First off, that's horrific that the mom passed away during childbirth. Oh my God, so sad.
So sad.
So sad for her. So sad for her child. And this dude. This dude's a fucking idiot. What the fuck are you doing? Okay. Everyone is an asshole except for this chick.
Correct.
Like, the fact that everyone's like, you're a nurse, though. Like, you have to want to be a mom. That makes no sense. Lacking empathy, that's ridiculous. The fact that he's like, but I confided in you. That's not her problem. You need to confide in a therapist, not this rando. Overall, I'm just so irritated right now. And that's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I don't even know what to say.
How about the friend that said, I picked you for him?
Right.
Because you are similar to his ex-fiance?
Yeah, that's insane.
Okay. You're psycho.
That's insane.
I'm not on this guy's side.
Okay.
Devil's advocate.
Right.
But I feel like she was a little harsh. Like, he's going through it and also,
but that's not her problem.
But unfortunately, and like unfortunately, it's kind of your problem now.
No, because he lied. If he had been straight up with her since day one, then... Yeah. I could understand, but he lied and she had no idea that she was dating
scared,
someone.
Though. He was scared.
See,
that's
this is
not
what
a
I'm
good
saying.
Enough excuse.
The devil's advocate exists in these scenarios. That's what everyone was telling me. Everyone was like, well, at least he stepped up as a good dad. You have to admire that he's a good dad.
Okay, but But that doesn't make.
But it's irrelevant to this scenario.
It doesn't. That doesn't matter.
True.
Two things can be true. He can probably. He's probably a good person.
Yeah. Sure.
However,
but
he's
an idiot.
Deeply, deeply traumatized, and like I could see how subconsciously he would be like drawn to someone that reminds him.
And that's fine. But the lying is what the problem is about.
Right.
If you are like, wow, I really like her, and you know, she reminds me of my widow or my ex in a lot of ways or whatever. Like, okay, that's fine. That's whatever. But to lie about it for how long? We don't know.
Long time.
That's not okay. And that in what scenario will that ever? That is, in my opinion, lying about having a child is the biggest lie you can hold or biggest secret you can hold for someone personally. Like at least one of the biggest. That and like, you know, major crime you've committed or something. But
right.
That has to be the biggest secret you would hold. And in keeping that from someone you're dating, there is, in my opinion, just absolutely no world in which that is okay.
I agree. Also, he didn't just lie. He also asked her if she would date someone with a child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she told him she would not date anyone with a child because that isn't what she wanted. He agreed and said he didn't want kids either.
It's so manipulative.
That's where
scummy,
I think it's just fair.
Especially when she was like, no, I don't want kids. And he's over here like, yeah, same. He has a kid. And then he gets pissy at her when she finds out that he's got a kid for not wanting one. He's like, but come on, you'd be a good mom because you're a nurse. No, she said she doesn't want to have kids. You think lying and then being like, psych, I do have a kid, LOL, but I'm traumatized is going to work? No. It's not your fault what happened to you, but it is your responsibility to deal with it.
He probably thought, and manipulatively, he probably thought that if he waited and got her in emotionally tied enough with him, that she would accept
it. And
that
is incredibly manipulative.
Incredibly manipulative. And I think this goes down to like a problem that I feel like a lot of people have. That you just have to trust that the right thing for you will work out and trust that, like, if I tell this person about my kid, no matter how perfect I think they are, if they are not in, they were not the one.
Absolutely.
Point blank, period. Like, people need to trust that more, and people feel like they need to, like, force it because it's like, well, but she's so perfect.
Doesn't matter.
And imagine how much more perfect someone will be when you meet someone who is just like that. But also wants a kid.
Wouldn't you, as a parent, want to be with someone who likes kids?
Yeah, that's a whole other layer.
That should be your number one priority, I would think.
Yeah.
Also, you're doing your child a major disservice by trying to fit someone into this specific mold who doesn't want to be in that mold. God forbid she's like, okay, I'll give it a try. The kid starts having a relationship with this person and then they bail for the sole reason of they never wanted to be in this situation in the first place.
Yeah.
That's so unfair to the kid.
And I do think it's really sad and not her fault. I do think, unfortunately, his grief is clouding his judgment probably. Now, the friend that set them up, she has no excuse to be an idiot. Honestly, she set the guy up for failure by trying to match these two. I don't know. What a mess.
Terrible.
What a mess.
Terrible.
I would like, this is a public service announcement, I would like men to stop lying about having children.
That's insane.
There are many women who would be okay with kids. Honestly, I don't think I want kids, but we keep joking, I am in my stepmommy era. I'm okay with being a stepmom. I love kids. I do have a maternal instinct a little bit, but I don't want to have a kid.
But you want to know about that there's a kid.
Give me the option and we can explore it. But if you lie, you're not.
If you're going to lie about something that significant, then what else are you lying
about? Yeah. What could I ever trust you with?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think we've come to the conclusion.
She better run.
She better fucking run.
Yeah.
She better run. Okay. We're going to do one more.
This one's quick and just for the shits and gigs.
Okay.
All right. Last one. I've been faking an allergy for years and now it's gone way too far. This started as a dumb excuse and now I'm in too deep. Years ago, I went on a date with this girl who was obsessed with peanut butter. She kept pushing me to try her peanut butter smoothie, even after I wasn't in the mood. Instead of just saying no, I blurted out, oh, I can't. I'm allergic. Big mistake. She was super concerned, asked a million questions, and I figured, whatever, I'd never see her again. But then she introduced me to her friend group, and they all knew about my allergy. At that point, correcting it felt too awkward. Fast forward 6 years, I'm still friends with these people. My, quote, allergy is a known fact. They warn restaurants for me, they check ingredients, and one of them threw out a peanut butter cake someone brought to a party just to be safe.
Oh, no.
The worst part, I love peanut butter. I eat it in secret. I have a stash at work. Once, my best friend said, man, it must suck not knowing what a Reese's tastes like. And I just nodded solemnly. Now, my girlfriend, who also believes I'm allergic, wants us to move in together. And she's super cautious about food. I'm terrified she'll find my peanut butter stash and think I've been lying to her. Which I have, for years. I have no idea how to get out of this. Do I fake a, quote, miracle recovery? A medical misdiagnosis? Or do I just keep the lie going forever?
You know, allergies, you can grow out of them.
You can.
You can grow out of allergies. So maybe you just grew out of the peanut allergy.
That's a solution.
Or just tell them. Be like, LOL, I lied once.
Well, yeah. So my question is, what if you were him, what would you do?
Yeah.
Me, I am so painfully honest that I can't keep a secret. First of all, I would never get this far because I can't keep a secret this
long. That's a long time.
The longest I've, like, kept secrets from, like, my close friends is, like, how long did I lie to you about the devil? Like, 2 weeks?
Yeah. And I didn't even ask. You literally just gave me the tea once and I looked at you like I fucking knew it.
Once you press me, I cannot keep a secret. So, like, for me, I would just admit and be like, dude, this is so embarrassing. Yeah. And, like, honestly, people would probably think it's funny.
Yeah, I'd be like, guys, I have a confession. So remember that one time when you said blah, blah? Well, turns out I just said that and I was lying. Like, who cares?
But, like, what if they all, like,
get pissed?
That's their problem. Yeah, why does everyone have to get so fucking pissed lately? Just who cares?
What if they all, like, don't trust you and are like, wow, if you could lie to us for this long.
Oh, God. Over a peanut? I'd be like, sorry, I didn't know how to tell you.
She threw away her peanut butter cake for him.
I would have been like, okay, well, first off, I would have cut this in the... What's the term? Thank you. Nipped in the butt. Bud?
Cut it in the butt.
I'd cut it in the butt far sooner than 6 years. But I would be like, guys, I feel really bad. I need to tell you something that's eating at me. And hopefully your friends are, you know...
This is one of those people that are like my least favorite category of people that are like chronically afraid of confrontation, that they will do anything but confront something, like keep a lie going for 6 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I cannot handle it. Okay, well, what if, flip it, if you were in their shoes, would this be a big deal to you?
Like if John lied to you for 6 years about being allergic, like what if he wasn't allergic to carrots?
He's lying.
Like, you've thrown food out. You've, like, avoided restaurants for
him. I'd be annoyed because I live with his ass. I'd be like, and why? I don't care. Like, why would you lie about that? Lucky for you, I hate carrots anyways.
Well, you see, I could kind of see being, like, weirded out. Like, if Sydney was, like, said she was deathly allergic to pickles. And I love pickles and I'm always avoiding pickles for her. I'm going the extra mile to take care of, like, her allergy and be like,
yeah,
no pickles. I'd be a little annoyed of like, well, why did you let me do all of that?
But also, like, I'd get over it in like a day.
Yeah, I would get over it. I would just like, I would give you
a lot of
shit.
I would tell them, I'd be like, that's fucking weird. I'm irritated.
Seek help.
I'm irritated with you. And then the next day I'd be like, all right, yep. Moving on.
I actually don't have stomach problems.
Yeah, it's a lie.
No, I do.
Sydney, would you be upset?
I don't. I would just be really confused.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be so honest, I'm pretty forgiving in the sense that I would be like, that's weird. Can you just not do it again? Kind of a thing. And I just wouldn't care. But I would just be like, you don't have to lie to me.
Right. Yeah. Like, the second someone gives you a heartfelt apology, you're like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. If they were like, I'm really sorry to inconvenience you, that was fucked up of me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, what else? Okay. What else?
It definitely depends on the way they go about it.
Like, yeah. If they're trying to defend it, I'd be like, okay, now we gotta.
Yeah.
That's
well,
weird.
You, what else? I had no choice.
Yeah. No. Take.
I had to throw away the peanut butter cake. Had to keep this going.
Right. No, that's silly. That's hilarious. But
that
though.
Sounds
Six
like
years
a,
is a long time.
A problem that like you don't need like some stress. Like,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And like, I would forget.
Same.
I'd be like, I'd eat it like a fucking peanut. And they'd be yes. like, oh my yeah. god. I'd be like, oh shit, you're right. Get yeah. the EpiPen.
You have to fake anaphylactic shock. You're like, yeah. I'm like,
they like call 911. They're like, ma'am, your vitals are completely
you're
fine.
Literally fine.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Ugh. Stupid people.
Silly.
That was fun.
Thank you, ladies. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our lighthearted episode and
a little giggle sesh.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it for this week. You got anything else?
Just my egg salad sandwich.
Right, your egg salad sandwich. Yes, ma'am. Well, love an egg salad sandwich.
I'll see you in hell, Janelle.
See you in hell, Jen Hell. Goodbye. We will see you on the next session. Tell them keep it fresh. We love you. Adios.